This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Well, let's talk about some controversy. And we've touched on this before with the movie It Ends With Us with Blake and Justin Baldoni.
Baldoni!
What is that? I've not seen that.
Oh, what?
I don't think I have. I don't remember movie titles. Who's in it?
Oh, I haven't seen the movie, but the whole controversy.
Well,
like the controversy. Yeah, yeah, I've not seen the movie.
Yeah, movie can go to hell.
Also, didn't realize who his close friends is Ed O'Neill. It distracts
really?
Me. Yeah, because they were talking about something with him because he owns that soccer team. Does Daredevil or not Daredevil? Damn,
yeah.
What's his name?
Rob McElhenney.
No, the guy we're talking about. Mint Mobile.
Oh, you're Brian Reynolds.
Ryan.
Yeah. He owns half of it.
You're doing that to make me...
I said Rob McElhenney. You said no.
What, it was, what, is that his character name?
No, that's the other guy who owns the team.
Okay.
They own half.
Double burden you right now. You're confusing even myself and what I'm saying here. So they're like buddies or whatever, and they were talking about football. Did you know that Al Bundy, like legit Ed O'Neill, was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I heard that.
I never knew that.
Yep.
I was like, wow.
I forgot where
imagine to be so good at like more than just one thing, and you're like, nah, I'm going to go to Hollywood, sell my soul to the devil, go to baby oil parties and whatnot.
Back to the story.
Kiss my ass.
Sorry.
I was talking to him.
That's okay.
No, that's you.
Kiss
okay, Blake Lively and Justin, there is this huge lawsuit. So Blake was really good friends with Taylor. And so now Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram. And it all...
Oh, God. Who first reported this? Some 14-year-old girl?
It all stems.
Some TikToker.
Because Baldini has a $400 million defamation lawsuit against Lively and Reynolds.
Wow.
And Taylor Swift felt like a pawn in the whole situation. So they're, you know... not going to take sides in this situation.
Did Travis Kelce unfollow Deadpool?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
He did.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, Ryan.
Travis Kelce.
Football player.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
Is Taylor's. Who's Baldoni?
He is the director
okay.
of that film. Right. Yeah. It Ends
I'm not
with
playing
us.
A role here. I
no,
just,
I'm going through all
no,
this.
No, I just want to explain it to you. So before they go to court, it's he's
gone
should,
now.
He says, she says situation, right?
Uh-huh.
Did all this really happen? So we're not going to know what happens until they actually go to court.
Yeah.
And I can everything see is settled.
Now Taylor Swift would be upset because the leaked text, you know, from Blake Lively to Baldoni pretty much used to, you know, threaten him with, like, her leverage.
They're like a power couple. Like, you don't really, like, think about. But I mean, maybe you think about it, but, like, they're, like, legit, like,
I don't like either one of them.
Smart. Yeah, it's just jealousy.
I got to be in it like a Ryan Reynolds movie. You know, he's going to be like a smart ass for most of it. He's going to get his lines in. It's going to be like, you know, real fast, quick paced. And it's
you
not
hate
all that
him for Van Wilder, don't you? That was Fat Boy's Fat Bull that was in the hot tub with him.
I don't like the real story of Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just not for me. He's not my cup of tea.
Would have been a better Gene Wilder, perhaps. Or Dashwilder, even.
That's what it should have been.
Are they related? Is there a backstory to that?
Legend of Dashwilder.
Dashwilder and Van Wilder are related. Gene Wilder was her grandpa. Grandpa Joe was a great grandpa. Who knows?
So we'll see what happens when they actually go to court. I mean, it's
next year.
It's probably better to just distance yourself from any kind of litigious situation so you don't say anything or be involved in anything yourself if it's that kind of lawsuit.
There's a lot of people that came out against Blake Lively saying she's not really a like good person to be around.
Like in what way?
Like people that have worked with her, like behind the scenes. And...
Yeah, but when somebody's riding a good wave or whatever, and the people that get left behind that are maybe in that same, like, oh, I should have got that role, or that's the kind of mentality they're going to have. That's the kind of feelings they're going to have. It's like old wrestlers, the way they do shoot interviews when they would get fired. And
the shoot, like, the RF shoot.
I hated working there for 15 years, brother. Everybody treated me like crap. Somebody, Sid Justice, took a doo-doo in my bag. All these things. But while that money was coming in, it was just the most glorious place in the world. That's just usually what happens. But, you know, I think she's... I think she's very, very nice
she's
to look at.
She's very pretty.
Yeah. And to me, that's all that matters.
I hear.
No.
I
really
hate
her. Also, who's the other one I like? Oh, yeah. Dude, we were talking about yesterday is Jessica Alba's birthday. She's fun to follow on
she's
Instagram.
Really
I never did till yesterday.
Oh, what's she got going on?
She's just got little, she has nice little inspirational stories. Okay. She has...
she's a good mom.
Yeah. Her daughter looks just like her. Mm-hmm. She's going to break some hearts.
Uh-oh.
Jessica Jr.?
Jessica Jr. Alba.
Why do we have more female juniors?
You know what?
We do that in my family. Oh, you don't
girl in my high school, her and her mom had the same name. And we, I was like, why are you not so-and-so junior? But they'd call the mom Big. Let's say the name's Jennifer, and it wasn't. Big Jennifer, Little Jennifer. But the mom wasn't big.
Yeah.
Like fat. You know?
See, we don't do.
I was like, no, you're Jennifer Jr.
With the women in the South, we don't do junior, senior, or the third.
I knew a Big Terry and a Little Terry. You don't talk to me anymore, but I knew him.
If you're a third in the South, your name's Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Wow.
But my name was Charlotte, so was my mom, and, well, still is. And so is my grandmother was the original Charlotte.
Mm. I have a cousin named Gray Court. I just don't talk to him much. So there you go.
Is his name Travis Lawrence?
It might be.
What else? I had my grandmother's sister would call Lawrence Lawrence.
Lawrence,
she would say Lawrence, and I'm like, oh, that, I don't know why it bothers me so much. It bothers me, Aunt Nell. Please, Aunt Nell.
Aunt Nell. What a great
she wasn't. She didn't talk like she was deaf or anything. Don't go to
Lawrence.
Going to Lawrence,
Miss Chickapee.
Her name is just Nell.
Chickapee.
She's not.
Bless her heart.
Deaf, dumb, and stupid.
Are you saying nail or nail?
Nail, like you'd hammer.
Nell
wasn't.
Hey, wait a minute. Wow. Nell wasn't stupid. She just couldn't speak.
I felt that one, Mom. I am sorry.
All right.
That was a double entendre that I didn't really know that I was in until I got in it and I wanted to walk out of it.
Fat boy does that too. He gets you stuck in situations.
His are usually on purpose.
Yeah.
That one was not meant to be said.
Do you use AI, artificial intelligence?
I like to mess with the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gronk or whatever's on X.
Grok. Yeah. I was taking like pictures of my grandson Easter egg hunting, and I would put him in like all these weird like places and stuff, and just to aggravate my daughter, you know. Like I had him Easter egg hunting at the Playboy Mansion, which I thought was funny. Shut up! I know a lot of people had misery there, but in my eyes, I thought bunnies and thought of that.
Yeah, we didn't know all that stuff was dark.
Yeah.
So
I would still go swim in the grotto.
Ooh, I would not.
Yeah,
I'd be afraid you get might get
some
something
kind of
like
lip fungus or something,
like floating AIDS or whatever,
something like that.
HPV or
get some HIV on your shiv.
Mm. So a lot of people love to use AI. People are terrified of it. In the
oh my god!
We know where that was about to go.
Oh my god!
You're about to say people love to use HIV.
Female anchor on ESPN.
I fixed myself. I said AI, not. HI. All right, so people love to create or edit an image. 29% of these people who responded to this little questionnaire, they love to do that. They also like to translate text into another language. If you've ever worked in retail, it's very popular.
Or went to the farmer's market.
Because people can't speak.
HPV is only in girls, right? Like younger girls, like herpes and whatnot?
Papilloma?
virus. You know what that is? Yeah, you got to be careful.
I only see women on the commercials for it. I don't know if that's just because they're being sexist.
And herpes simplex, one and two.
Like it's already with the girls, the herpes. That is awful.
God. You know the way they can segment.
They're setting us up, boys.
Commercials and stuff like that. Like, you know, like when you're watching like older TV, you can tell like the ads are like for ARP or some of those like, are you tired of not being able to open a jar? And you know,
are you weak? Are you a hood?
Like, I wonder, do they segment that in other ways? Like, if you're watching Bravo, would there be more of that? Or if you're watching BET?
Like the undetectable one for the one network?
Yeah, right. Would there be, would they say, yeah, this is our audience here, so we have this sickle cell medicine that we're selling.
Yeah.
I mean, it would only like make sense. I never thought about it that way.
It seems so across the board now. They just do it like the big ones like everywhere. Just,
yeah.
Like the semiglutides.
Yeah.
And
Coca-Cola.
But some of you ladies are so hot, it'd be worth getting a Valtrex subscription just to...
More than just my armpit stink. That's on every channel.
Take a chance of getting them hurt.
All women will stink in somewhere other than... Or at some point...
More than just my armpit stink.
Most people have body odor.
You do. You just have to...
If you don't, you're pretty much dead.
These commercials
are... Your body has to secrete something, otherwise it stays internal, or it's going out of one orifice.
I've already had two secretions today, Paige.
You should.
These people are getting out of the shower and they're still spraying the deodorant on their feet and the, you know, thigh folds, underboob, butt crack, feet.
Dirty old.
The Lumi stuff. Like, you just got out of the shower.
I mean, I take a bath at night because generally I like to relax.
That's going to be the next movie. She bathes at night.
Oh,
or makers of He Drives at Night comes, she showers at night.
She bubbles at night.
Oh my God. Stop washing in the sink. Cue the music.
Who is that supposed to be?
You know, the character in the movie goes, Stop calling me.
Is that the same? Like, was that the same guy, like, three different roles as far as background voices in that movie?
Oh, you think about that.
No, he just played the lead character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So back to this thing about AI. I have Googled myself with AI to see if it's accurate, and it's all wrong.
What does that mean?
What'd
you ask it?
What'd you say?
Stuff about the show. I was looking up that. And then...
I never do that.
Why?
Because I don't want to like start reading stuff and it's like, you know, the human nature of the one negative thing sticks with you than the thousand
that's
positives.
That's not going to hurt me.
Doesn't hurt me, but I don't go out of my way to try to go look for it either. Like, I just send mutius to look at you.
Yeah. Go to mutes, Bill.
I mean, like,
if you're being a dickhead, like, I'm going to give you, like, twice to be a dickhead, and then I'm going to mute you.
I know,
I'm not
going to
block you.
Listen,
I'm going
to
mute you.
Don't you want your history to be recorded accurately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I got a radio show.
Okay.
Please, you have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
I think that was improv.
This every single day. Oh, God.
Paige, you know what? You're like the Butterfly McQueen saying, I wish they'd quit saying, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn when I come around.
Uh-huh.
She was the maid in that movie.
Yeah, that was it.
That was her name?
Butterfly McQueen.
Chacal.
Yes. She was one of the first people that sent me an autograph in the mail, famous people, when I would send off her autographs.
We actually have a clip of that.
Please, you have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a darn.
Exactly.
Yeah. Made for TV.
Rhett Butler, did you just break wind of my presence?
On with the farts.
Yeah, I don't give a damn.
Frankly, my dear.
That's why I'm out here for it.
You need to be kissed by a man who farts a lot right now.
If you know, you know.
And often. You need to be kissed by a man who farts. Farts a lot and often.
Your shower or mine? All right.
Where should I go? What shall I ever do?
Rhett, were you hooking up with Mammy? I saw you in the kitchen, Rhett.
Hey, quick question. Just circling back on this. Did you realize that Edith the trucker's been on hold for 38 minutes?
Oh, my
Edith!
Gosh. Edith, I'm so sorry. I'm paging those your eyes.
Well, no, I didn't know if Fat Boy remembered. I just brought up the call screen for the first time.
Oh, Edith, she's hardcore.
Edith, she's putting another million miles just waiting on hold for us. All right, we'll talk to Edith and and more right after. I wish I could give you a better tease, but I mean, what needs to be said than Edith the Trucker's coming up next. All right, good morning.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys rule.
No, you didn't.
I knew it. You don't like it.
You have a unique way about you.
You don't like
even
it.
When you do it to be a dick, it's still like, hey, you thought about me. You're going to get some emotion out of me.
It's a good video, man. It's got Chevy Chase in it.
It's fun.
You don't like Paul Simon.
Oh, that's true. He doesn't.
I don't. I'm here right now.
He doesn't like MASH either.
Okay. Let's add child trafficking to that list.
Sweet tea. Mayonnaise.
People moving here still. Things such as.
Well, I will say you did spell it right back in the day. No matter what they say, mayonnaise.
Tina, he likes you. He just doesn't like to drink sweet tea. I have to clarify that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Tina. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tina's sweetheart.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Because if I was with her, she'd be a little more sweeter tea. Because I'm diabetic. You get it?
Yes.
Although my daughter keeps saying that I have perfect diabetes.
He's got to tell you that, though, right? He's got to build you up a little.
No. Credit Karma doesn't.
He's getting that copay.
He doesn't have to blow smoke. He's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you get butt cancer that way.
Just like, you know, like, hey, doc, write me a script.
You ever had literal smoke blowing up your ass? I wonder what that feels like.
No.
Could you, like, accept it into your body and then pass it out of your mouth?
Let's try it.
It's like some kind of shotgun.
I'll watch the two of you.
You're boofing a shotgun.
It's not a snowball video. You just can't go back and forth.
Like 3 years later, it's like the kissing game you used to play at middle school parties or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Was it 7 minutes in heaven?
Yeah, like you all take
seven
a hit.
7 minutes.
And you keep pushing each other?
I don't know. What did you play here?
We didn't do anything like that.
Didn't your daddy make you go in the closet and smoke a carton of cigarettes one time?
No.
Okay. It might have been an episode of Different Strokes.
You didn't do Truth or Dare, and then, and then you had to do 7 minutes in heaven?
No, we didn't do the...
Girls never... Dude, that was make-believe world, right? Like, did you ever... Were you ever at a party where girls were actively playing Truth or Dare? You had a bunch of dudes wanting to play it, but girls would be like, nah, nah.
I did play it.
We always had parties with the girls we knew would drink. And then we'd get, you know, God, this was so bad, but...
Maybe I just lived in
you
a...
You were the same age at the time, so we just
were,
remember that.
Yeah. We knew girls that would drink and get topless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we never mind.
That's how we met Paige, in fact.
It really was.
Everybody laid out in the sun. Like, the girls would do that when you knew that the guys weren't going to be there. Like, if I knew my brother wasn't going to be there, we'd be half naked in the backyard tanning.
I feel like if you knew he was there, you'd still do it either way.
Probably.
Why not just put pasties over them big nipples?
God. They don't make them that big.
I was talking about her brother.
Well, I'm going to tell you, one day when we all laid out and we used... Baby oil. I was burned.
UFOs.
I was burned, sunburned so bad I didn't go to school for the rest of the week, and my mother was mad because I was blistered, so she had to take me. I had sun poisoning.
So after she's like, that, people are going to look at you, Paige.
I learned my lesson to not burn in the sun because it's very painful.
Well,
but
maybe.
Everybody, you know, back then in the 90s, and when everybody needed a tan.
Yeah, but you
reason.
Know what I like now? And Edith, we're not going to make it a full hour you're on hold. We're going to get to you. And while other people have been on hold, you are, they've dropped, and you're still there with the patients of a major hospital. You, I like the thing now where, you know, a woman used to just pick a style of bikini to wear in the summer, and that would just be the cut, not the fit, but the cut. And now they'll change it up so you can see the prior tan lines that are a little bit below or above. Oh, I love that.
That's hot.
Like, I am a fan of tan lines. I love it.
Oh, I think I like it more than you do.
No, I don't like it where it's like you're orange and then like pale in that way. But I like a nice golden amber onto a already somewhat. I mean, you can't be powder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't
be
that.
Yeah, you can't
like,
do it. You got to have something.
You got to have some kind of whatever it's called in pigmentation. Yes.
Yeah. And never mind, because you don't want to appear that you have like this skimpy bikini that you wear all the time that you tan in and you don't wear out on the beach.
I don't wear it. Sounds good.
Especially some of those, too, that are in there. Edith, neighbor. We're going to get to. We'll ask you about your bikinis as well to bring you into the conversation. But like that one the women wear now where it like literally is like... For lack of a better term, somebody just went in the bathroom with some force.
Somebody had to go.
It looks like a thong in the front. Oh, the guys. I mean, how? Like, that has to. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you're not wearing. It's
high, it goes up high, right? Yeah. So you don't see any stubble?
Like, it's very sexy, but, like, I feel. It's like when I see a woman in nice tall heels, I'm like, God, that is so sexy, but your feet got to be hurting so bad.
And look, ladies, if you got a situation, that's cool, too, because.
What's the situation?
Let's just say if there's a fence going straight down the middle and there's some grass growing on either side, that's cool.
I could fix that. Waxing.
Like, even if you don't want to fix it, like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't give a crap. I mean, as long as
a little hair doesn't bother you.
Well, I mean, don't be looking like Larry from the Three Stooges down there.
I can fix it. Hang on, Edith. We'll talk about your hair in a second, too.
So. I don't want to see the beard of Fidel Castro when I take off your pants.
Okay. Sorry.
Edith. Or yours. Anyone's, to be quite honest with you. Edith, how much? what a transition, Edith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Edith, I don't know if I told you or if I said it on the radio or not, but you, your call the other day actually moved a couple of my family members that heard it. They moved to Georgia. They never want to be near me.
No,
they thought that was sweet. Someone who never met her thought so highly of her. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Now, let's talk about bush hair and thongs now.
Yeah, please.
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry. I grew up in the era when you wore them, the belts, and you go through school sitting on that thing. No, I couldn't know.
Help me out with that. What do you mean you wore the belts?
No flaws.
What do we mean by the belts, though? Bless you. I don't know if it was a laugh or a sneeze. Bless you.
What belt?
What do you mean, like a utility belt? Like what kind of belt?
No, it's a sanitary belt.
Oh, those are those belt things that you hook the napkin in, sanitary napkin.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Instead of the strips on your panties, you used to wear a belt.
No.
Yeah, hold it up. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Where have you
I want to Google what that looks like. What do I put? Sanitary belt?
I got one still.
It's made of elastic.
I'm 42 and never heard of that.
Yeah, but what would I Google to find that? Bikini?
Sanitary napkin
sanitary,
belt.
Yeah, napkin belt. Yeah, sanitary napkin belt.
My God.
I kind of want to see what it looks like now.
Well, that's the worst thing. I mean, like, not making fun here, but, like, you don't want to attract jaws in the water. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord. You got a little croup going there, Edith.
I feel like I've seen it before.
Oh.
That's kind of like a thong, right?
Yeah.
It's like a
thong. Oh, my gosh.
It makes you think of one. That's why you can't never wear them if you've ever had to go through that.
Oh, my gosh. What a pain in the ass it is to be a woman. Seriously,
that.
Like, and this is not that far removed. I mean, you're a young woman,
and that's what. Imagine having to wear that and then run in PE class and stuff. You still had to do it.
Oh wow! This was invented by a woman, and guess who bought the patent? Any guesses? Any guesses?
Playtex.
Johnson and Johnson.
Yep.
Johnson and Johnson.
Kotex.
Wow. So now, serious question here, like. Where are you at right now?
Like, are you in Poltergeist?
Are you at a livestock auction?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
We just got a phone issue.
I'm sitting at home.
Okay. Well,
we've got three Pickard Billy. Go to me 45. 55.
She's 10. I know she got red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, actually, he's got four now. We got a four Pickard Billy. Go to me 55. 55.
Would you get in the water wearing those, though?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, that.
Yeah, it's real flimsy, right? Like, it's just, you know.
Yikes.
No, they were thick, but the part that went around the belt was the thin part.
God.
So are we talking?
I mean, if you Google what it looks like.
Yeah, but like, it shows pieces of it. So it's going from the front to the back, right? Yeah. Like completely up
it's
under.
It's literally like you're wearing a paper thong, but the belt is plastic. Like,
yeah.
No, think of it, it's elastic.
Yeah.
It's like your waistband on your pants. They're elastic, and they have a snap. And you put it together, and then you snap it around you.
Okay. You're listening to the radio.
That's what it is.
Yeah, turn
unless you have a twin sister.
I just heard a woman spoke just like you, and I'm like, there's no woman in this world that talks just like
you. She's got a twin sister. She's like, tell them about the panties.
Her name's Fita.
No sisters at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just two brothers.
Yeah.
well, one brother now. My other brother just passed away.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Because I was going to ask Paige about this, or I probably had.
He feels more comfortable to ask Edith than he does Paige.
I feel probably. I feel like you know, in Paige's situation, the brother-sister nudity is not really that big of a deal. Like, was that a thing with you? Have you seen your brother naked a lot?
Well, whenever you open up the bathroom door and they're coming out of the shower and you didn't know they was in there, you know, it's kind of like, sorry. I belong to a nudist colony out in California. And
what?
I'm telling you, it's the people that have clothes on that you look at. You don't look at the other people.
Did you ever make love to anyone famous?
No comment on the ground that it might incriminate them.
Oh, I like you.
My gosh.
She's been around. She's a trucker.
Sammy Hagar. Yeah. Who was it? Oh,
but I wanted to say kudos to the guy who's in his 30s, and it's the first time. Okay. But be extremely careful. Nowadays, they're spraying it down with fentanyl. They're spraying it down with date rape drug. And if you get your stomach gets nauseated with the first hit, don't hit it again. Don't touch it. Walk away because it's either fentanyl or the date rape drug.
Did you get a hold of some bad stuff one time?
No, I've been around long enough
that I heard that.
I can smell it.
Okay. Hey, man, that weed smells like rape. Don't smoke.
It smells like grape rape drug.
Grape rape.
No, there's a certain smell that it puts out. When you smoke it, it's different from when you take it.
What's the point in the fentanyl, though, to get you addicted to it faster? Or
Yes. I know of a 78-year-old woman right now here in Chattanooga, and I'm worried for her. I'm scared for her because her daughter just got out of jail and out of rehab, and now she's hooked on fentanyl, and she's a 78-year-old woman. Why these people... I'd like to cut the hands off of the first doctor that ever wrote a prescription to somebody for fentanyl. That was supposed to be strictly for putting you to sleep to do surgery.
Have you done any other hard drugs like in the past?
Back in the day, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I ain't going to lie.
Quaaludes?
I've tried. Okay. Yes.
Was Jimi Hendrix the man that you slept with that was famous?
No,
it wasn't. Bunch of naked drug people running around California.
Was it all four monkeys? Who knows?
Let's put it this way: the guy that they did the movie about, Blow,
Boston George.
I actually got my coke from him out in California in the 70s.
George Young, Derek Farrell, all those guys.
I want to like do a 1-hour interview with you at least, because now you're a former California nudist. You bought drugs from Johnny Depp's character, whatever his name was.
Boston George. He's out of jail now, George Young.
Yes. Boston George.
Oh my God. Do you have the good stuff, the good toot toot?
You can't do 99.9% pure because it can kill you.
Oh.
You can just, the tip of a straight pen is all that you could have of the 99% pure.
Wow. Did you ever hide it in your sanitary belt by chance? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
You know what? This darn clock's got us up against the wall. We got to roll, Edith. But you call in again.
Well, y'all got my phone number.
Okay.
I sent it to you on the Rise Guys, and I also set my last name page.
Oh, yes. It's not Puthy.
I didn't say that.
It's not.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Alrighty.
All right.
Y'all can call me anytime, okay?
Thank you, Edith.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. Y'all have a good morning. Bye bye.
You too. Her last name's Murphy. It's Edith Murphy.
She's done a lot of stuff, man.
She's amazing.
Yeah, but she's got the, like, I've never heard of that in my life. Like, I never thought about, like, women still want to go to the pool and stuff and hang out, you know, but not, you know.
I should have skipped Dare. I knew it. That was a good story. Everybody has good drug stories. I'm in Dare. Don't do drugs.
I know, but, like, some of that, though, like, some of that's newsy stuff. Like, you know.
Oh, he died. Boston George died. I forgot about that. 2021.
She probably cut his hands off. I'd like to cut their hands off. Good Lord, woman. You strong. You hardcore.
We didn't really know about it until, well, everybody knew about it, but like Michael Jackson's doctor, right? That's where it became like famous for.
I thought of that. I couldn't. Conrad?
Yeah, Murray. Was that
Conrad him? Murray? Is that it?
But they were using it like, you know, obviously before that in the medical profession, but.
Yeah. But it's like everything. It just gets used out of.
And the cartels are trying to kill us with it. That's what's happening.
Yeah, but I agree more with what Paige said. It's more of just, it's not, we would, nobody, even the bad people that everybody, the powers that be, this, that, and the other, you are a consumer of goods. They don't want to kill you. Mm-mm. Now, they might want to make you sick, so you got to buy a bunch of medicine, yeah, but it's all about getting your money.
Addicted.
So it's not they want to kill you, but it's that, yeah, that, oh man, this is just, you know, remember the old days, it's just seeds and stems from Mexico. This ain't good weed. Like, you never asked that back in the day of buying weed. You didn't ever say, hey, man, what you got? It's like, hey, do you have any?
Yeah, you'd be happy if you got some.
What strain you got, man? Is it in a black bag? You know, whatever.
Let me get a nickel bag of Hydro.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back and do some more funny things. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Where do you want to go first, Flobot?
You want to go to Luke?
Luke? Well, yeah, he's been waiting a long time. Hey, Luke.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How much, sir? What did you think about... First off, you think the girl really looks like Blake Lively? And she said she did. She sounded pretty. I mean, if that makes any sense. But
yeah.
Blake Lively, that's pretty strong right there.
Yeah, I'll say. I mean, I'm over it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, what were you going to say about this?
I feel like I got to say something here because I think... You're making a whole lot of something out of nothing, you know? You've been dating this guy for 2 months. He treats you real well, and you have this, you know, a great emotional connection. But now all of a sudden you're worried just because he hasn't jumped your bones yet? I mean, and then you snoop through his stuff, which, I mean, that's gross while he's in the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. That's
that part
out of the crazy girlfriend book.
That part, you know, I would not really do that. I would not go through her closet while she's in the shower. A, because I'm telling myself there's probably cameras. I'd say that anywhere, right? I'm ever at. Like,
yes.
The other day, I was at the grocery store. I was like, I feel the need to pull my underwear out of my crack right now. But if I do it right here, 14 camera views and probably some old lady is going to see it happen. So, you know, I kind of did that little jiggle with the hips and got it out that way. But I always think there's cameras here. So I'm either going to be embarrassed or caught.
And you always have to assume cameras everywhere, even
in
people's
bedrooms. Well,
the Lord's
always watching.
Yeah.
You ought to look at it that way, too.
Absolutely.
I think, Luke, though, don't you think the weird thing, though, is about the toys, though, is about so much?
No, I totally agree. I mean, my question is, like, first of all, why are the toys a bad thing? I mean, would she rather him, like, running around handling his business with other women, you know?
Right.
Instead, you know, he's got, like, his own system in place, you know, like a self-sufficient setup, if you will.
Yeah.
Wait for the reveal party.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you know, like, some guys collect baseball cards and, you know, other guys collect power tools.
He's got the latest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
right?
You know, well, if my mama collected pillows, for instance. Her bed.
Yeah. I didn't think the guy would have, like, you know, same-sex toys. If that makes sense.
That is kind of odd.
Same,
I have to say.
Meaning what?
Like, I thought he would have, you know, the opposite sex toys. Like,
to please himself, not a
woman. Yeah, like, you know, like different parts. Like, not.
See, that's where. Okay, here's two things. Luke, see,
Benoit balls
see
or anything.
If you agree with me on this. I feel one of two things. A, he's already in a. Maybe he's already, like, got a bunch of friends with benefits where it's, like, on the, as Willow said it, the freaky deaky level where they're just doing, you know, wild stuff, and maybe he thinks, you know, she's maybe too innocent for all that stuff. Or several people sent in this text, which I didn't even think about. Maybe dude has an STD.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Ew.
I mean, you start thinking and all these different... You start going down all these different holes. Not like that, but just, you know, rabbit holes. Wow. I'm over with him. This is great.
Boy, she said he had books, but not magazines. Like, what was that about?
No, I was going to ask that too. Like, why are the books a big deal? I mean, that's not a red flag. I think that's a green flag. You know, like, you found a man who actually does his research. You know how rare that is, man? Yeah. Like, you know, most guys think they can just wing it with the same three moves that they learned from some bad movie back in high school. Yeah. But, you know, this dude's out there hitting the books. He's studying. You know, he's putting in the effort to be the master craftsman.
He's training. He's in training. He wants to be an Olympic sex gold medalist.
Oh.
Yeah, he's dedicated. Dedicated.
Or a deviant, either way.
And here's a good text, too. Like, how long are you in a relationship before one of you doesn't say anything about sex? Do you just wait for them or not pursue it any further? I think that as a man, we need to come to some understanding of what sexual harassment is, because there's so no one wants to get allegations or what. Maybe, you know, you were just out on a date and you made a first move that she thought was too aggressive. That ain't the kind of reputation you want to get.
Do you date women that you don't want to have sex with?
No,
absolutely not.
Okay, then.
But they don't know that.
Oh, really?
No, absolutely. I mean, but there could be a ton of reasons why he hasn't made the first move yet. You know what I mean? Maybe he's had a bad experience in the past. Maybe, I don't like. Maybe he just really respects you. Maybe he doesn't want to rush. I mean, just hear me out. Like he wanted to see if you acted like him.
You must be. Are you going underground right now? Your connection is really losing, but.
No, Luke. I'm starting to think Luke is the boyfriend, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh!
The way he's defending the guy.
Oh, yeah, right.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.